Philip Saint-Pierre, D0 and QHDS data is 0208-2025, dictation is 4. Miss Angela Jensen. Jensen spells J-E-N-S-E-N, Angela spells A-N-G-E-L-A. Date of birth is 03-21-1964. This is a sixty-year-old female here with vaginal discharge and painful urination period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately for about a week now. Came in because of increased symptoms period. She said she whenever she urinates it smells period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication and allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned with power period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 130 over 69. Pulse 84. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1 period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Face tender. Frontal and maxillary sinuses. Next paragraph. Nose congested with green discharge. Erythematous and edematous terminates. Next paragraph, right ear has erythematous TM. TM is dull with effusion present. No mastoid tenderness, no tragal tug, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, micros or papules, no vesicles or bulli period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented 93, cranial nerve sutin is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Correction, please go back to oral exam. Patient has a tender fluctuant mass at tooth number 5, no bleeding or discharge. Gingiva is erythematous, period. Next paragraph, please go back to assessment. Assessment number 1 is dental abscess. Number 2 is dysuria. Number 3 is vaginal discharge. Number 4 is right otitis media. Next paragraph. The following test was done in the clinic today. Urinalysis. Urinalysis revealed blood, negative leukocytes, negative nitrite. Glucose is negative. The hematuria has been seen in many prior examinations. In response to these findings, we did a CT scans with no significant findings except for tiny stones in the past period. Next paragraph. Today, the patient received the following medication in clinic: Rocephin 1 gram IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was sent home with the following prescription: Sevdenir 300 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14; Diflucan 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day, number 1. She was advised to hold this medication until she start experiencing signs and symptoms of yeast infection period. Next medication, Solanpass. Patch she will use that to apply to her ongoing shoulder and knee pain period. Next paragraph. Patient's urine will be sent to the lab for the following GC Chlamydia, and culture. The plan in the future, if these are negative, patients will be referred to OBGYN. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of discussion.